Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey guys, it's Carly from Boyk Farm Outfitters, and we're all about equipping the modern farmer. Our team is Nebraska's go-to for precision planting, SurePoint liquid systems, Green Eye spot spray, and more. So whether you're considering an equipment upgrade, adding new tech, or just need a trained eye to service what you have, check us out. Creep on us at BoykFarmOutfitters.com and get connected with our team of experts. We're excited to help you find what's next. That's B-O-E-C-K FarmOutfitters.com.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break. Presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen with you. Bill Bush had to check out. He is live in Louisville. He has a wedding this weekend and a speech. We will see him again on Monday. Hour 3 is sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
The Co.
Now hiring at Concrete Industries. They're hiring for precast production laborers. Check them out at concreteindustries.com. Also at NEBCOinc.com. Now, we will get to sports in a second, but what have we done all week long with giving cash away?
Cash.
We give him some more cash away.
Cash buzz keywords.
Yes, it's the cash. That says blitz. Cash blitz. If you are listening, wherever you're listening from, please get your cell phone out because I want to give you the chance at cold hard cash.
Wow, that is amazing. You do have a radio voice sometimes. Cold hard cash.
Yeah, I hate that. People talk like this all the time on the radio. It's amazing.
You just kind of did it though.
Yeah, I do that
again. Cold hard cash.
Cold hard cash.
I like that.
I won't do that again. Okay. Please text the number. This is the number 508-777-1000. The number again, 508-777-1000.
Okay.
1000. Today's keyword, or actually go to also, or theticketfm.com. We have a cash blitz button to enter the contest. I want to give you money. Today's keyword.
I could use some.
Very simple. Yes. Is the word fly. F-L-Y.
Okay.
If you text the word F-L-Y to this number, 508-777-1000, you have a chance to win $1,000 of cash.
That's
huge. Announced tomorrow around noon. Don't wait. Get the keyword now. Again, one last time, number is 508-777-1000, so 1,000.
It's going to be announced tomorrow?
Yes, we've been giving away cash every single day.
So Saturday, too.
Yeah, we'll do that. 508-777-1000, keyword fly, your chance to win $1,000 of cold hard cash.
Saturday. Now, what a day that could be.
Yeah, no, and also no pregame show tomorrow because we have no football tomorrow, or no Husker football tomorrow.
Mm-mm. That's an amazing day. What's on the ticket tomorrow?
The ticket will have, I forget what game we have. Thank you for asking.
We do have a game, though.
Yeah, let me check.
Okay, sweet.
Quick. Let me confirm that for you.
Sweet.
Real quick. I can tell you right now
That'd
who
we're
carrying.
If you could tell me. Oh, okay, Austin's scurrying to the board. Austin's here.
Okay, we will have Auburn, Texas A&M
okay.
at 2 p.m. We'll have Husker Alliance show. Your show from last night will be replayed at 8 to 9 a.m.
Okay.
tomorrow.
Okay.
Business Builders with Rebecca and Matt, the Power Hour with Todd Euler, and then we'll also have, again, Auburn, Texas A&M, and a full slate Sunday also of NFL games.
Too. Okay.
And we have the Royals tomorrow. Thank you, Austin.
Thank you, Austin.
Austin's here. Austin, by the way, is filling in Nick Sainard off today. So Austin is doing let's do a marathon of radio today.
Is Austin doing that?
Yes. So we appreciate Austin, all his hard work, and you'll have a lot of Austin Orman today on the airwaves.
Austin's a young man who can handle it. He has a lot of thoughts.
He does.
One thought I have is thank you to Luke at the mill for this espresso. This is magic, by the way.
I put that idea in your head.
You did. Thank you. This is, I don't know why I've never done it.
You didn't know about it.
This is transformative. It's transformative.
Well, here's the deal. Here's how the hot dogs made. You came in 2 days ago, and you were very, very tired.
Had been to the chop house the night before, had a couple old-fashioned.
Yep. You said you're tired. I said, well, here's my thought, is that if you are struggling to make it through the whole show, you need a jolt. I don't have a Red Bull for you. Also, Red Bull's terrible. That's my own thought. I hate Red Bull. But what I do have is a coffee shop called The Mill right here.
Uh-huh.
And Luke, who can give you delicious coffee. So we went with some shots of espresso, which has helped you out, it sounds like.
I can't even. I feel if I was going to put a percentage on where I was before I took three drinks of espresso from the mill and where I am now, I'm 70%
better.
Whoa.
That's how we do it.
70% better.
That's how we do it.
Should have had problem.
How about this for you? If you want to be 70% better right now, make your way to 11th and O. Go see Luke. He's serving up great coffee at the mill, including espresso, like Sip is having right now.
I don't know what the deal is, but I'm going to have another one today. Can I have another one today?
That's up to you and your heart. If your heart can handle that, that's quite a jolt.
My heart's
there.
In good shape.
Good. So. That's good. 464-5685, call or text as always. Now, we pointed this out throughout the show throughout the week that we are very fortunate as the show to, again, we like to watch Husker football every weekend. Bye weeks are not fun in Lincoln when you don't have football going on, but for the sake of great football games, we've gone through with Lee Sterling, we went with Bill also today, you've got a great slate of games. And the Big Ten is going to have, by Saturday night, a very different feel to it.
We're going to have some clarity,
right?
Aren't we?
We're going to have some clarity.
Yeah.
Because, as we mentioned, Penn State, again, favored at home against Oregon. It's a top five matchup in college football. And then, of course, Indiana and Iowa. Indiana can prove, hey, we're top three team in the conference potentially.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a chance that we're talking Sunday morning or Monday on the show that, let's say, Indiana rolls Iowa and either Penn State or Oregon gets rolled by the other team.
Well, what if Ohio State gets upset?
I'm telling you, that is very much so in play. If they steamroll Washington, you can tweet at me and say Jake's an idiot. I think there's a good chance of an upset. I'm not saying, hey, it's going to happen 1,000%, but I'm watching that game closely. If Ohio State were to lose to Washington, number one, the Huskies go way up the board to 4-0, and they're going from no votes in the AP to probably a top 15 team, right?
Yeah.
As they should. And then, you're going to have, by the end of September, a little bit of clarity on who's good and who's pretender.
Yeah, there could be a massive shakeup. I don't think it'll happen.
Our rankings have not had a massive shakeup so far. They're going to have I would say it's going to be a chance at a massive shakeup on Tuesday when we do our rankings again.
Okay, one place to start this conversation. Is the winner of Penn State-Oregon automatically the number one team in the Big Ten on Monday?
No.
Oh, so you would still...
Right now, Ohio State has that honor, right? They're number one. Well, I guess we put Oregon number one.
Yeah, we have Oregon number one. But so if Ohio State goes to Washington,
and
Ohio State's number one in the nation.
If Ohio State goes to Washington as a 7.5-point favorite and rolls the Huskies, wins by 20+, and Oregon Penn State's a tight game. I mean, it's going to be tough to not put the winner of Oregon Penn State at one. But if Ohio State goes out there and impresses, and I think a very tough place to play, they have every right to claim that top spot. But I think as a group, we will likely go with the winner of Penn State Oregon, knowing that Ohio State, if in that scenario, very much so deserves to be in that conversation, if not be the top team.
I'm going to be really surprised if we're sitting here on Monday talking about an Oregon loss. I'm really going to be surprised. I believe they're the best team in the league. The one I'm really interested in is Indiana Iowa, because I want to see if Indiana's real. What Cignetti's doing there, it's very informative, and I think it would be informative to Nebraska fans. What he has said is, Jake, here's what he has
said. I'm listening.
you can't be a big boy until you're a big boy at the line of scrimmage, at the lines of scrimmage. And he doesn't believe Indiana's there quite yet, but they're much better up front than they were 3 years ago.
Well, okay, hang on with that.
What?
What did we say all offseason about Illinois regarding why they would be good? Okay, returning starters, 10-win team last year, and we thought they could potentially have the best offensive line in the league.
They don't, though.
We thought that, though.
I know.
Before Saturday. Even against Duke, the line had been good this year. It's like Nebraska. Nebraska's line, O-line, had been good to respectable the first 3 weeks, including Cincinnati. And then they got torched by Michigan. We learned it just changed a lot of the perspective about how good that line is. Same for Illinois.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We erroneously thought that they have returning players, Illinois. So we erroneously thought they're good. And I will just invoke the name Jerry DiNardo. He called yesterday. We talked. He said Illinois is not very good up front on offense. So we were wrong. As far going back to Cignetti, though, I just think it's a Nebraska conversation too. Cignetti is all about the line of scrimmage. That's the separator. He said to be a big boy, you have to be good up front. Otherwise, this is Sipple talking, right? Not Cignetti. You're kind of wasting your time. I mean, you better be well, because Jake, you can be good and fine by not being great up front.
Right.
But you're not going to pass Ohio State, Penn State, Oregon. And now it looks like Indiana's going to be in that conversation too.
I was trying to find – someone sent me a stat the other day about Iowa having pretty good numbers on the defensive line. We have not been impressed with their defense so far. Phil Parker defense usually are very strong. This year, 28 points to Rutgers was somewhat eye-opening, especially the deep shots Rutgers was hitting and connecting on.
Yeah, they're not fast on defense.
And Cignetti, again, we looked at last week, and you might say, well, Mendoza was awesome. Mendoza was great, and they still had 312 rushing yards. They were the ultimate balance with 600 yards of offense last week, 290 through the air and 312 on the ground.
Do you understand what I'm saying here, too? Cignetti is all about the line of scrimmage. He doesn't even feel they're there yet. Okay? He doesn't feel they're there yet.
How scary is that?
Right. They're better, though, obviously. But they're not. He doesn't feel like they've arrived up front yet. He's working towards it. I just love the conversation that he says you can't be a big boy in this league. You can't do that until you're equipped like that up front.
I want to give you a very scary hypothetical for you. consider this. Let's say this weekend, hypothetical, Ohio State falls to Washington. Okay,
close. Could happen.
Could happen.
Yeah.
Let's say Oregon beats Penn State.
I think it will.
Which we expect it to happen. And Indiana, you know, boat races Iowa.
Buries Iowa.
I think we're talking about Monday putting Indiana number two in the conference.
Yep. I don't disagree. Right? I don't disagree at all.
Number two.
No. You could.
And don't forget, now.
You're saying if Penn State wins.
Right. Let's say, no, Oregon wins.
I'm saying. So what would you do? If
Oregon.
You'd have Oregon 1, Indiana 2.
Yes,
okay.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
That's the order with no losses versus one loss. Yeah, tough loss, of course, Penn State, but
there's no scenario where you'd put Indiana 1.
I don't think so.
I don't think there's a scenario that exists.
I don't think so. No. Yeah. No, I don't. But, and this is why it's this year is so fascinating for Cignetti, because everyone last year said you played no one. And, you know, they killed Nebraska. That was a nice win for, you know, against Nebraska. But that team will play at Oregon this year and at Penn State.
Right.
They have, and I bet that he's licking his chops saying, we have opportunity. Yeah, obviously.
I don't think they're ready to do that. I don't think they're ready to beat Oregon.
I can't wait when they do it, though. I can't wait.
I don't think they're ready to beat Oregon. I think they might be ready to beat Penn State.
I'm going
to
remind us of the schedule for what's coming up again. This week, Indiana at Iowa, of course. We've mentioned that. That's 2:30 tomorrow. By the way, the game's on Peacock, and it's up to 8.5 for the spread there. Indiana 4-0. 11th ranked team in the country. Indiana, after this game, will have a bye week, and then they'll play at Oregon. So we're talking about in 2 weeks, they're playing at the Ducks.
Wow. And we're in it now, baby. We're in it. This week, it's a ride. We're going to find out a lot. We're going to find out a lot.
I can't wait.
No, those are the game. Like, okay, Indiana at Iowa would be so fun to go to, because you'd be watching Indiana very closely. You'd look at them. And you can see if they're real or not, especially live. You see it better live than on TV. I wish I could watch it. I won't watch it. But I wish I could go. I really do. I'm not joking. I wish I could go see that game, because it'll be a great atmosphere.
The beauty for you is that you should try to get YouTube TV before this weekend. You can watch all these games in the quad box.
Well, I'll be in Greg's garage, which he had. I think.
Does he have YouTube TV?
Yeah, well,
then you're good to go. Well, I thought Greg was in Colorado.
No, he's back today.
Oh, okay.
He'll be back tonight.
Gotcha.
No, we got a plan tomorrow. Yeah, we have a plan tomorrow.
Are there Coors Lights in the garage?
Oh, there's quite a bit of that in the garage. So now hold on. I shouldn't say YouTube. I don't know if he has YouTube TV.
You'll have TV options. Just go with that.
Oh, God, yes.
We have a text from Corey in Lincoln. Yes, that Corey.
Our Corey?
Yeah. He says, Ohio State is going to destroy Washington. This is a crazy conversation.
Okay.
I don't know.
You're more bent towards Washington.
Corey, I'm talking to you personally, Corey. You might be right, but I don't know if it's fair for you to say that right now based on how both teams have looked so far. Again, Ohio State, yes, they had the win against number one ranked Texas, who was not really the number one ranked team in the country. Arch Manning's been very ordinary at best. They won the game. You have that going for you. But I watched part of Ohio State, Ohio, mm-hmm. the other night. Again, they won the game with like 36-9. That game was in question at halftime. It was like a 10-point lead. Ohio was somewhat pushing Ohio State.
I'm with you on this.
Like,
Corey.
I don't know why. You might be right when that game's over. You said you called an upset. You called a big win. I just don't know how you can tell me right now that that's justified, that it's a guarantee based on what both teams have done so far.
No, hey, Corey. No, I'm talking to Corey. Interesting. Corey.
He's the Columbus guy. Don't forget
Columbus.
That.
Columbus. You would have to acknowledge that Ohio State's not, I mean, Julian's saying his numbers are fine, but he's not great. And
he's young.
They are not even, well, I know, but.
We've seen great young quarterbacks at Ohio State.
I mean, we're talking about this game. I'm not talking about what he's going to be in 3 years.
And Damon Williams is very good. And Jonah Coleman has 9 touchdowns already through 3 games for Washington.
And Corey, wouldn't you say Ohio State's light at running back, just light in terms of talent, not what we're used to.
We pointed out the other day that their running backs last year, Quinshon Judkins and Travion Henderson, are both starters in the NFL.
Well, Judkins is
Judkins
too.
Is a starter. He's getting a lot of snaps for the Browns. Well, he's a starter now. He had a bunch of carries against the Packers.
And
Henderson splits carries with Ramondre Stevenson with the Patriots.
Those guys are scary.
But they're both 1A, 1B with their teams.
They were scary college backs.
The same team at the same time.
Right, they don't have anything like that
this
year.
No, they don't. That's why Corey, you can't just tell me. Again, we might, you can chime in Monday if they do it, say, I told you so. I'd say, you're right, but I don't know what would justify that that is going to guarantee to happen Saturday.
Corey, you scurry back here on Monday if Ohio State trounces them, because I want to give you kudos. If Ohio State rolls, like 12-plus, 12-plus.
That's not rolling.
Okay, 14-plus.
14-plus.
If they win by...
Nah, I'm going to say 20-plus is a roll. 14-plus, 14 points is not a roll of a team.
On the road, I think it is.
Not when you're number one.
Okay, 14 or 17 plus. I'll go.
Okay, well, I'll go with that. 17 plus is fine. 17 sure, plus. We'll
if
go with
they,
that.
If Ohio State does that, you scurry back here on Monday and put it in our face. I don't see that happening. I don't see them winning by 17.
I don't either. But that's why it's going to be such a fun weekend of football to watch.
In USC, Illinois.
Yep, I haven't mentioned that game at all.
For Nebraska fans, I think it's must watch. I think it's must watch because you want to see USC now. You want to see them because they're coming to your house. And they, now again, I'm going to invoke DiNardo. He, you know what he said?
Jerry DiNardo.
Yeah, Jerry.
PTN.
Talked to him yesterday. He said, watch USC's offensive line. Big, and he said the key is athletic. They run counter. They roll their linemen out. You know, they're pulling and doing stuff. Counters. And they're tough. He goes, they have a real offensive line.
That's
now.
A team that also rushed for, I think, 280 yards against Michigan State on Saturday night.
Bill
in a 45-31 victory.
100%. Bill Bush, our friend, always talks about Lincoln Riley, how he wants to run it. You know they run it. Well, you're not getting into that playoff if you don't run the ball.
No.
Right? And how many times has Lincoln Riley been in the playoff? Several.
Several times.
Right.
At Oklahoma.
They'll run it. So you watch them, and I think what you'll see is an offensive line that's big and ornery at USC. I don't think you'll see a defensive line that's quite as big and ornery. But they're now, what if USC goes in there and smokes Illinois? That'll get your attention, right?
Yes. Yeah,
that'll
absolutely.
Get your attention. Even though Indiana smoked Illinois, if USC goes in there at 11 a.m. and rolls Illinois, that's going to get your attention.
That's a veteran Illini team that was seen as a potential playoff team this year. You don't just roll them back-to-back weeks. So that'd be alarming if they do that. When we come back, I'm going to try to convince Sip to give at least a little time to the Ryder Cup this weekend. It's next on Early Break of the Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.